This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick in Washington.
And I'm Bob Edwards in Los Angeles. Comedy, tragedy, suspense, and a pinch of overacting dominated yesterday's installment of Morning Edition's radio play, I'd Rather Eat Pants. Abe and Mabel Pepperstein, played by Edward Asner and Ann Mira, arrived safely in Los Angeles after traveling cross-country with surfer dude Wisdom. But Mabel's big dream of becoming a movie star soon was downsized by a coffee shop waitress with a tattooed nose.
I've never heard of Schwab's.
The famous L.A. drugstore where Lana Turner was discovered.
Lana...
Turner!
Was she in Swim Fan?
Mabel was shocked to learn that Schwab's drugstore had been torn down, but Wisdom, played by Derek Cecil, got an idea.
I never should have brought it up, but my mind's on its own little biscuit, so, I do know this agent, dude.
What's his name?
Kickle? Barney Kickle.
But unbeknownst to our heroes, Kickle, played by Dan Castellaneta, had not had a client for more than 20 years. And as his secretary, Melbeline, discovered, Kickle had made a few enemies along the way.
Barney Kickle, give me the money or I will break your knees myself. Fondly, Jimmy Jimmy.
But Melbeline, played by Clea Lewis, thought she found the answer to all of Kickle's problems. A movie studio looking for juvenile jugglers.
But I don't have kid jugglers.
But we could find them. We could go to schools and force them to juggle against their will.
While Melbeline and Kickle seek out child labor, Abe, Mabel, and Wisdom sneak into the offices of Kickle, Kickle, and Pepperkosh. Kendall Schmidt plays Seymour. Emily Burgle plays Becky. Now, part four of I'd Rather Eat Pants.
Shh, quiet.
Oh, what are we doing in the pitch dark? Kickle doesn't have lights in his office. I nearly broke my leg.
He did not.
How do you know? We're in the pitch dark.
Look, I couldn't have made it more clear that there was to be no talking until we found Kickle.
But you didn't tell us we'd be stumbling around breaking our legs.
Can't you at least tell us why, Wisdom?
No.
If this Kickle is such a hotshot, why does he close his office at 3?
I never said he was a hotshot.
Then what are we doing here?
Now, hold on a second there, Mabesy. Are you forgetting that heart-wrenching scene in Buzz Coffee Shop where I told you I would introduce you to an agent even though I was putting my life at risk?
It was really very sweet of you.
So, you'll meet him my way or the highway.
Ooh, you're such an enforcer.
Where's the couch, enforcer? And why doesn't Kickle have windows?
He keeps a low profile and he always rearranges the furniture.
But why do we have to be in the dark if we're going to see him anyway?
He's not the one I'm worried about. It's the other peeps I don't want to meet. Ow! I found the couch. There, do you feel that?
Oh, that's nice, Wisdom.
That's okay.
Hey!
Such soft hands.
Stop it!
I was just joking.
Shh! Wait, did you hear that?
What?
Oh, someone's coming.
Oh, maybe it's him.
He's not alone. Oh, dude, this is what I was afraid of. All right, let's not panic. Quick, everyone in the closet.
The closet?
Yeah.
I don't like closets.
She's afraid of small spaces.
Well, you gotta get in. We don't have time.
No.
It's like her jail thing. She'll go nuts.
Would you rather have your knees broken?
Get in the closet, Mabel.
I can't breathe. I'm getting hives. I'm blind.
That's because it's pitch dark.
Shh, come on.
No.
Okay, kids, out of the hall, into the office. Move it, move it.
Hey, Melbourne. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yup.
Yup, who?
Yup, early this morning.
What?
Yup, you're up. You're up early this morning.
Oh.
Not funny, Seymour.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yo, mama.
Yo, mama, who?
Seriously, it's yo, mama. Open the damn door.
That's funny, Seymour.
Knock, knock.
Stop it. No. The show wants a juggler, not a pest.
Knock, knock.
At least let me turn the lights on. For all I know, you're a 32-year-old truck driver. Ah, lights, that's better. Good, you're a kid. Hey, 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 where's Becky?
I thought you had her.
I had Seymour.
I think she went to the bathroom.
Becky!
I'll get her. Knock, knock.
No! You told us you could juggle. Now, here's a golf ball, a squeaky thing, and a glass. Now, juggle. Oh, what are you doing? That was a Tiffany glass.
Knock, knock.
Oh, this is bad. You kids are never going to book the show.
Here's little Becky.
I had to go to the bathroom.
Is that shattered glass?
Seymour's not all he's cracked up to be.
I said we should test them at the school.
I couldn't be seen in public that long.
Knock, knock.
Give her the golf ball and the squeaky thing, Seymour.
But you gave them to me.
To juggle. You couldn't do it, you meatball, so give them to Becky.
But they're mine.
Seymour, if you let Becky borrow the golf ball and the squeaky thing, I'll tell you the greatest knock-knock joke in the world.
Okay.
That was good, Maybelline.
Underneath my extremely womanly body, I'm just a child.
Knock, knock.
Okay, Becky, a golf ball, the squeaky thing, and here.
No, not a butcher knife!
She can do it.
But what if she drops it?
Knock, knock.
If we're lucky, she'll hit Seymour.
Watch this. Becky, no!
Hey, now that's juggling!
Unbelievable!
Fantastic!
And watch this. Becky, no!
Atta girl, Becky!
A golf ball, the squeaky thing, a butcher knife, and both shoes she took off while juggling.
And you're how old, sweetheart?
9.
I could kiss you.
No, Mr. Kickle, the butcher knife!
Knock, knock.
Shut up, Seymour. Melbourne, call Paramount and tell them we got the greatest 9-year-old juggler and a 10-year-old pest. And if they don't take them both, they're crazy.
Watch this.
Oh, my God! She's unlacing the shoes while she juggles them.
Hi, Varuna. It's Melbourne. I'm temping for Kickle, Kickle, and Paprikash. No, not the exterminator, the agency. You know, the sitcom with the juggling kids? Well, what?
What?
What do you mean it changed?
Oh, no.
She's juggling a golf ball, a squeaky thing, a butcher knife, and 2 shoes she unlaced while juggling. Watch this.
Now she's lacing them. Tell them.
What do you mean you want old people now?
This isn't happening. This isn't happening.
You want a 75-year-old, fast-talking New York husband and wife team that no one's ever seen before? Preferably Jewish and Irish?
Where am I supposed to find that by 6 o'clock?
Ta-da!
Oh!
Look no further, Kickle Baby.
I can't breathe.
The kicking queen of the silver screen.
Oh
my God.
Kickle fainted.
Mr. Kickle, are you all right?
He took one look at us and fainted.
I never should have gone in that closet.
Fantastic juggling, little girl.
Thank you.
Where's Wisdom?
I guess he's stuck in the closet.
Mr. Kickle, can you hear me?
I think Kickle croaked.
Mr. Kickle? Mr. Kickle? Somebody say something!
Knock, knock.
Why did Barney Kickle faint? Was it joy? Was it fear? Perhaps it was the knowledge that tomorrow, Morning Edition will present the 5th and final episode of I'd Rather Eat Pants. I'd Rather Eat Pants by Peter Ackerman was recorded before a live audience at the Museum of Television and Radio in Los Angeles. The Pepperstines were played by Edward Asner and Ann Mira. Dan Castellaneta was Barney Kickle. His secretary was Clea Lewis. Kendall Schmidt played Seymour. Emily Burgle was Becky. You can see photos of the production and hear the episodes you might have missed at npr.org. Tomorrow, the dramatic showdown between Barney Kickle and Jimmy Jimmy.
You borrowed my money, I want it back.
But I don't have it.
Then say goodbye to your niece.
No!